The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. According to exit polls, the number one concern for voters was health care. That is in large part because even with government-subsidized programs, millions of Americans cannot afford basic medical and dental care. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from a free clinic in Charleston, West Virginia.
Susan Stevenson spent the whole night in her tractor trailer to be one of the first in line at this free health clinic.
Oh, I clean my truck, walk my dog, play with my dog, talk on the phone.
For Susan and hundreds of others here in the Charleston, West Virginia area, camping out in their cars all night for free medical care was their only option.
I've never had health insurance, never. Knowing this here, it's free, it's worth the sacrifice, a couple hours of no sleep. Than paying thousands of dollars.
Many people are here for dental care. That's because even for those who do have private or government-provided health insurance, their teeth are often not covered.
Anything, dear? How about here?
It's a clinic for people with no other choice.
Just for one filling, that's already half of your rent. That's a lot. Just for one tooth.
This remote area medical clinic, run almost completely by volunteers and set up in a school, will provide free medical, vision, and dental treatment for nearly 800 people over 2 days. Ram Clinic's founder started the clinics in Latin America before realizing the overwhelming need in his own country.
You can blindfold yourself and put your finger on the map of the U.S., and we could go there, and this will happen there. The need is just huge, especially for dental and vision care, because that's often not covered, even with folks having medical insurance.
Free health clinics like this one obviously aren't a long-term fix for America's healthcare problems. But for a lot of people here at the Ram Healthcare Clinic, it's their only choice. That's because going to the dentist or getting new glasses can be a major financial pain.
Even for those who do have coverage, the costs are enormous. For Susan Stevenson, it would have cost thousands of dollars to get the treatment she needs. Retiree Rosemary Polly is waiting for a new pair of glasses.
Can't afford them. This is the only way I can get them. So, it's all you can do. I just take it day by day, do what I have to, and what I can't do, I can't do.
In total, this two-day clinic will provide about $300,000 worth of free medical care, a band-aid fix for a healthcare system that may be leaving many behind. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Charleston, West Virginia.
This has been Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.